This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for the commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Wayne Saunders, and we're talking about A Taste of the Wild. This is an event happening April 27th at Cranmore. And for more information anytime, you can check them out on Facebook. You can go to NHOGT.org. That's NHOGT.org. Basically, it's a fundraiser for Operation Game Thief. So, Wayne, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I'm really excited about this event, and I'm really excited about the menu because it's going to be featuring a wild game, and there will be an assortment of different items with that. So, that's really cool. And it ties into this whole Operation Game Thief theme.
Absolutely. No, it's a wild dinner, let's face it. So it's one of the events that's happening in the Valley that you should be at because you want to get that experience. As a matter of fact, we had so much interest. We did this last year in Concord, and we filled up 60% with people that went last year. So, and other people just, you know, whether they couldn't make the drive or whether they had the thing, but I got so many people calling up and saying, I'm sorry, I can't make it. It was a great event. Had a great time. Our partners, Moat Mountain, certainly do a lot. I mean, I partnered because we pair wild game with craft beer. How can you beat that, Tony?
You can't beat that. You really can't beat that. And that's something that should be noted. You mentioned that it was in Concord last year. You try to move it around the state to give a little more access to people to let them know that Operation Game Thief is a thing.
Absolutely. You know, we need the exposure. We need everybody to know about Operation Game Thief because it's basically New Hampshire's Wildlife Crime Stoppers. We are partners with the New Hampshire Fish and Game Law Enforcement, so we're their nonprofit partner. We actually raise money for them so they can run their 1-800 number, so they can run their Facebook page, so they can run their websites. And, you know, we give out rewards. So if people get information and it's good information, we write them a check for the information. Some people don't want information. They just want to catch the bad guy. But some people do. You know, in this world, we have a lot of unsavory people that like cash and have some really good information, so we don't want to put that aside because those are important. That's important information. So
contacts are absolutely important, and it's an important job. I mean, this is something that's notable for New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont. Our wildlife is part of our living in a way because a lot of people come up to observe the wildlife, and some people even come to hunt, and this is all part of that natural economy that we have here in New Hampshire.
Absolutely. The North Country has a great resource. The Valley is teeming with wildlife. And, you know, I want to reach out to those people that aren't hunters, that, you know, they're walking down the road and they see a guy shoot from the road. Yeah, that's a violation, you know. So pick up the phone. If you think it's wrong, it probably is. And let us figure that out. We're the professionals. The game wardens will figure that out. But give us the information and give us the tools. Remember to get a plate number. Remember to get a description, because those are hard things when you see something happening to remember. Like, get all the information you can to give to the game wardens so we can apprehend these people. We can investigate these cases and find out if it was legal or illegal. So,
and you can enjoy a great dinner while helping this cause with A Taste of the Wild, April 27th at Cranmore. You can get the tickets online right now, NHOGT.org. That's NHOGT.org. You can also check out the New Hampshire Operation Game Thief Facebook page. Moat Mountain's going to be there. And they're also looking for local businesses to help out because there's going to be a raffle. And if you're a local business and you want to contribute something to the raffle, they would be more than thankful for that.
Absolutely. Getting the local businesses involved would be just a huge help. And, you know, they can drop things off to Moat Mountain, the brewery and the smokehouse. They'll accept them right there. We'll get you our tax ID number so you can write it off or use it as an advertisement or something like that. But we certainly, you know, would like to have local involvement, because that's what about a state-run project for New Hampshire traveling around the state, is to get every community involved with protecting our wildlife. And having those businesses come and help us would be huge. And if they'd like to participate or sponsor seats as well, because as some people, I like to bring people in. Grant Hacking is one of the local people that I'm bringing in. He's going to give us one of his small paintings. you know, he sees somebody from the Valley that helps support anti-poaching efforts. He also worked with me with International Wildlife Crime Stoppers. So there's a local guy contributing, and I hope all the other businesses follow suit and help us out so we can make an impact.
And I assume there's going to be a presentation on Operation Game Thief and what people will be helping at this dinner?
Absolutely. Yeah, we got several projects. Last year, we purchased metal detectors for the officers, so 6 metal detectors got dispersed around the state. Then we found out they didn't come with cases, so we went out and bought cases for them. So, and metal detectors are really important in wildlife investigations because we're looking for casings, we're looking for bullets. If the dog isn't available or something, that we got to do the old-fashioned way and take the metal detector out and look for that evidence, and it's so crucial to our cases.
And I got to say, my former roommate absolutely obsessed with Northwoods Law. Absolutely obsessed with it. So, and I've certainly watched a bunch of episodes, and you could tell, like, the warden takes the person out and they're like, tell me where you took the shot. And then the person's like, oh, I took the shot here. And he's like, no, you didn't. I'm going to find the casing. So you might as well. That's part of that whole process is you got to find where the person took the shot, because sometimes that is the difference between legal and illegal hunting.
Absolutely.
And it's also the difference between safe and unsafe hunting.
Yeah, and so, the officers from Northwoods Law will be there. We'll have about 10 officers there, you know, sitting at the tables, interacting with the people there, so we can get some photographs. We can talk about our cases, and we like to interact, and we like to promote Operation Game Thief because that's how the public helps us. So, you know, so important, and the officers realize that. So, having that interaction in and around the state with different people is important.
So it's A Taste of the Wild happening April 27th at Cranmore. You can get your tickets right now by going to nhogt.org. That's nhogt.org. You can also check out Operation Game Thief on Facebook. Moat Mountain's going to be there. Other businesses, if you would like to contribute something to the raffle, they're certainly looking for those donations. You can also get your tickets so you can attend. And Wayne, you actually are a deputy game warden, and you're a longtime game warden prior to being a deputy after retirement.
Yes.
So this is like a passion for you.
This is a passion for me. There's no doubt. Catching poachers has been a passion. You know, protecting our wildlife has been a passion since I was very young. So it's continuing, and it's part of me. So.
And outside of being a deputy game warden, I do want to just drop that you have your own new podcast. So
yes.
I feel like this is something that we should plug a little bit. It's Warden's Watch, and you can actually go to wardenswatch.com to check out that podcast. Wayne, any final thoughts before we go?
Nope, just hopefully the community will come in behind Operation Game Thief. If you don't know about it, learn a little bit about it, learn how to report violations, and help support us.
So again, that's nhogt.org for tickets and more information, nhogt.org. You can also check out Operation Game Thief on Facebook. Wayne, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.